The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. With Cheers, you're going to start feeling better when you wake up. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John, Lance, and Dell. And I'm enjoying a wonderful cup of coffee this morning right here on ESPN 97.5. I got me an iced, venti, flat white. Delicious, delicious, delicious. Lance, how's your coffee this morning?
What an a-hole.
How's your coffee doing?
I don't know. I'll leave during the break and go get it, I guess.
Huh.
Because it'll still be sitting there.
Shouldn't you get that before work? Shouldn't you?
I tried.
Shouldn't you go and get your coffee?
I tried.
Okay. And then come to work. That's what most people do.
Yeah. That's the path I follow on a daily basis.
Okay.
I actually get coffee, unlike some people, I get coffee 7 days a week. I'm addicted. Mm-hmm. I have to have it.
All right.
So I get 5 days a week at this one, and then 2 days I go buy the one by my house. So 7 days a week, I'm out there in that caffeine game, just making it happen. I'm up in the trap drinking caffeine every single day. Okay? But what I noticed is when it gets, even in the 50s, but for sure in the 40s or 30s, people come out of nowhere to rush to get their coffee. Like it's going to protect them, like it's gloves. You know, like when it's in the 20s and 30s, you might wear gloves where you don't usually wear gloves, or beanies, or maybe not 30s for ear muffs or whatever, but 20s, ear muffs. You know, things you wear when it's 11 and you wear a ski mask or whatever, or it's going to be in Chicago, minus 14 is the high tomorrow, and because it's a polar vortex, and you wear things that you would never normally wear. That's how people treat coffee. When it gets cold, people who don't drink coffee are like, I better go get coffee so it protects me against this cold weather. It's not going to protect you, dummy. All you're doing is good people like me, who get coffee every day, who need it. You ruin it for us. And I have to sit there and wait and wait, and I can't get it, and I have to go to a radio show. Thanks for nothing, you dumbasses. With your fake ass, well, give me some coffee so I can stay. It's like a blanket. Keep me warm. Keep my hands warm and comfy. What are you, working construction? You're in an office somewhere. Just stay in your car and get to work and drink the coffee that Margaret makes at work. Stop messing up my life.
Is he talking about coffee or like he's jonesing for meth? Because it's the same type of reaction.
Yeah, because I'm addicted.
So this is how he walked in this morning. He gets a call from Nicole every morning before the show.
Yes.
He just left her, every morning.
It was hard being civil on the phone because I'm not in a good mood.
And he went, okay, I've got to go. I can't talk. Okay, goodbye. And was very, very, I think rude is the word, Nicole, if you're in the car right now. I think you know what I'm talking about.
She's in the car.
So it's unfortunate for all of us involved that Lance did not get his coffee because a bunch of dumbasses.
I was waiting 12 minutes. I'm like, okay, I said, I got to go. Well, you can just get a refund at.
Where's your refund?
You have to call customer service.
You're not going to get a refund.
Yeah, I've done it before.
Oh, really?
You have to sit on customer service and they'll give you a certain amount of stars back or something. It's not the same. It's not the same. They give you stars back.
So you're going to wait. Instead of looking at seven players today.
Sir, we just gave you 12 stars back. You should be good.
How many do I need to get a free drink?
125.
Right. What?
Free? This doesn't seem right. I didn't get coffee. You didn't help me.
Could you have suggested to your wife to bring you coffee? Would she have agreed to that?
Why don't you? Nicole's a very nice person.
Yeah.
No, you haven't thought about anything except how angry.
Angry. I mean, I'm sure you
can't think.
Loving wife. But
am I wrong that people who act like coffee is a hand warmer?
Do you?
Just get a hand. Then get gloves. Get gloves. Don't get coffee. Don't slow everybody else up when you just want to. It keeps me warm on the inside. Then go, you know what? Then drink a glass of hot water before you leave and put your gloves on. Case closed.
Do you think it's healthy, your obsession right now with a cup of coffee?
Forget about the obsession, the anger that it's produced that he didn't get his.
Because people don't get it.
What if you
don't break other people's rhythms up because you are flighty If you're going to be about coffee, be about it every day.
Do you think people should take into account that you're an everyday coffee drinker when they're making decisions about what they want to drink on a daily basis?
Yeah. Why?
But, hey, John.
Just because they're jumping on the coffee bandwagon.
That's exactly what they're doing. So? You know what I'm like?
How come you weren't affected, John?
I was fine.
He got his.
I'm saying, how come he wasn't affected by the bandwagon?
You know what? It was empty, the Starbucks I went to.
Maybe he had more than three people working there.
I think there were three.
It was empty.
But
it was empty.
I walked in, grabbed mine that I ordered beforehand.
You did. I did too. You didn't have.
No, it was pretty much empty.
Now take a sip.
I don't find.
Now take a sip.
You know what? You know what
this
else?
This is delicious. This flat white ice flat white.
You know what it's like?
And you know what I don't get? Hot coffee.
It's like
I get ice flat white. You know why?
So I can make
because it makes me colder, and then outside it doesn't seem as cold. Okay,
I do it because you do it.
You know why I do it?
To mainline.
I don't. That's what I get it for. I don't drink hot coffee. I don't care about the taste of coffee. I drink it so I can get it into my system as quickly as possible.
Maybe you should
like a junkie. I'm not afraid to say it.
Maybe you should take one of your speed balls over there that you brought in.
There are options. I mean, I know it's, you don't want to deign to do this because it's beneath you, but places like, I don't know, the local gas station will have those.
I'm not drinking
double
gas
shot
station coffee.
No, Starbucks, but it's the double shot.
No, those don't have enough caffeine.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
They don't
love
have
those.
Caffeine. They have about 1,000.
No, you're dead on about that, though.
Yeah. No, all those 400 calorie cream balls.
Yes.
You don't even have
with
to
have 2 grams of
that.
Yes.
Or the double shot ones that are like small. You can get one of those, too.
I got to get like six of them.
Oh, this from Tres Leches guy worried about a couple calories.
What are you talking about? I don't drink a.
I've never met
coffee bomb.
The way you longingly look at desserts, and you're going to talk about a Starbucks coffee.
Coffee's not a dessert. Coffee's a.
An upper. It has the energy that you're looking
for. Coffee's an upper. Desserts aren't uppers.
Well, I'm just saying,
except for kids.
In an emergency, you're looking for something quick. Maybe only gets you through the 2.5 hours. Maybe
I got
go and get some
for
more.
An emergency. Don't worry.
No, that doesn't have any speed in it.
I know, but
just,
I don't care.
It's just focus. Maybe you should have taken about 12 of those already.
So here's something. You know what I'm like with coffee? Astros Twitter. With quote unquote bandwagon fans. I'm the guardian of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I was eating coffee when no one else eat coffee when it lost 100 games. I was drinking coffee when coffee lost 100 straight games. Were you there at Starbucks every day when it was the summer? No.
Sorry, Astros Twitter.
I was there during the summer when it was 100 I had coffee. Did you have coffee then? I had hot coffee.
Well, it's kind of true.
How
many games did you go to when they were losing?
I was in every game. I went to get coffee every single day when it was in the summer. Every day I was there. Were you there? No, you're not a true fan.
See?
Of coffee.
So are you going to apologize to Astros Twitter?
I recognize I'm like Astros Twitter. No, Astros Twitter's creepy. I should apologize to the people eating coffee.
Whoa.
I'm talking about the ones who won't let anyone be fans. I'm sorry. Even McTaggart's like that.
Yeah, McTaggart got in your kitchen.
Yeah, McTaggart is Astros Twitter.
Wait, no, you just jumped on, Lance, remember?
Yeah. I just jumped on when I was 5 watching Joe Niekro versus Tom Seaver as a 5-year-old at my sister's birthday in the Astrodome when it was pouring rain. Brand new Astros fan.
Yep, just climbed on.
Started crying when Cesar Cedeno broke his ankle
Lance,
against the
you
Phillies.
Just got here. Speaking of which, Caesars, who do you think they have projected most wins this season?
For which sport?
In baseball.
I already know it's Astros.
Okay.
It's 98.5?
97.5, which I told Jim Crane last week. Yeah. So I told Jim Crane this last week. He was on with us.
Mm-hmm.
And he went, I think I would go over.
All of y'all like every over that Houston's ever had.
Well,
name an under you've liked for the Houston team.
I like next year's Texans under.
What is the total?
I don't care. I don't care what they put it at. I'm pretty sure it's going under.
So Deshaun Watson, when he's at 35 touchdowns, you like under or over?
Oh, I love over. I love the over on Deshaun.
You already went empty on Deshaun this year.
Yeah. Oh, no, don't worry. I'm going all out on Deshaun again. But here's the deal. 97.5. They got the Red Sox at 95.5.
Ooh, seems low.
And the Dodgers at 95. They got the Yankees at 96.5. But the Red Sox are still the favorite to win the World Series.
Did the Astros
plus
go over this year?
The Astros went over, 104, 103 wins.
Oh, wait, that's right. They ended up getting over 100.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
And they'll go over again. 103 wins, and they'll go over again this year. But this third, fourth, and fifth starter thing is, I don't know. I don't know what.
It's a real problem.
Well, I don't know. Colin McHugh, Brad Peacock, and Forrest Whitley. That's my prediction.
Okay. Colin McHugh maybe gives you five.
Five what?
Every other games.
Five what?
Innings.
Oh, no. He'll give. He was a better pitcher than you're giving him credit for.
I didn't say he wasn't good. When did he pitch five innings last year?
No, never. He was a reliever.
Yeah, he maybe gives you five innings, maybe. Brad Peacock maybe gives you four. Forrest Whitley tries to stay off the sauce, he got in trouble for.
He's not on the sauce.
Well, whatever. Weed,
he's not. Speed. He doesn't go to Clemson.
I don't know what. We'll talk about that later, but I don't know what Forrest Whitley got popped for, but it was 60 games.
Yeah.
That seems like one more time, and that's a problem.
What if it was? Okay, would you rather it was weed? Or it was Peds.
Weed.
Oh, yeah.
100% weed.
Weed.
That's why I said weed or speed, meaning Adderall. Because I'm always, Addy is going to be a problem.
Oh, yeah. I hope he's a pothead. Not like John Singleton pothead.
Yeah, we're just.
He's an real enthusiast. John,
can you just make contact one time?
10 million.
Nope.
10 million.
When John Singleton snap called that contract,
and
10 million.
Yep, I'm in.
When the Astros should have went.
Oh my God.
He boy said yes fast
and,
on that.
And
George Springer's
and
like,
the Players Association was like, oh no, you can't take that John Singleton. He was like, oh yeah, I can. Watch me.
He's like, mind your own business.
Yeah. I know me.
John, we'd like to offer you 10 million. Yep. They put it down. He went, there we go. It's done now.
There's some kind of gift going around. And it's something like, so would you rather spend the rest of your life with your wife?
I sent that to you guys. Hold on. Joe, can you play that?
You can play it in
phone,
the phone,
your email.
Here, you can play it in the ear.
Here, I'll do it right now.
Yeah.
Here you go. So let me go to Glory Boys real quick. It's not going to, all right, here.
It'll sound good.
Guys, can I be a Glory Boy?
A, you
can spend the rest of your life with your wife. Or B. Listen again. A, you can spend the rest of the night.
Oh, your life.
Here, I'll do it again. Here, you can turn it up now.
All right, you have two choices. A, you can spend the rest of your life with your wife. Or B.
That's what John.
That is horrible.
That's John Singleton with his contract. We would like to offer you $10 million. Sign. Deal. And George Springer's like, no. God, I wish we were this close to it being the other way around, where George went
beep
and signed, and Singleton goes, no, I'm gonna bet on myself.
Oh yeah.
God, I wish John Singleton would have bet on myself. It's not my money. And in the grand scheme of things, it's really not that much money, I guess, in baseball.
$10 million for 5 years. For what John Singleton did, that's a lot of money.
Oh, they got more dead money and just slappy relievers over the... Tony Sipp was eating that money for 2 years. Then he was good. Then he was good. Then he was good.
Disrespect. He was a little bit...
For 2 years.
A little
for
bit two disrespectful.
Years. Then he was good.
No. You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
All right, I did. Well, this year... But you know what? It's like Greg says right here on Twitter. Lance, they don't get it. You toss in 6 fake coffee drinkers and it costs you 30 extra minutes. That's right. Fake coffee drinkers.
They're not faux coffee drinkers.
Can I get a tall hot coffee?
A tall? That's like 8 ounces.
Yeah.
What's that going to do?
I just want
something to keep me warm.
And this espresso thing. What the hell?
I just want something to keep me warm.
Keep you warm? How about a heater in your car? Just go in there. Don't come in here and mess things up.
Yeah, you're actually supposed to drink, just like in hot weather, you're supposed to drink hot, warm.
I drink cold. I drink iced coffee.
Yeah, iced coffee. 713 ESPN 97.
Now, I will get a quadruple espresso.
Well, yeah, but that's at least
with
4.
With cold coffee?
That's 4.
Oh, yeah.
That's
no,
4.
That's what real people drink.
Right.
Who have real problems.
No wonder you have a real problem with coffee if you're drinking 4 espressos.
This has more. Do you know that has more caffeine?
This has 3.
What did you drink?
A venti flat white.
Was that? That's an espresso drink?
Yeah.
Do you know the coffee I have is the equivalent of about 5 shots.
Well, yeah.
Coffee is stronger than espresso.
I can't tell, Lance, because without it, you seem to be a different person.
But coffee has more caffeine than espresso. Coffee has more caffeine than espresso. That's a little thing I didn't know.
If Lance told you he didn't get his bump this morning, you'd be like, okay, makes sense, because he's acting the same way.
Right. My dealer didn't show up with the blow.
We
get it. All right, right now, though, how about
Jackie, this isn't funny. Is there any way to, if there were only a way to predict cold weather so Lance would know to leave a few minutes early on those days? That's not.
It is kind of true.
It's not how it works.
It's been a month that we knew today was going to be cold.
What, the polar vortex?
Yeah. And in Chicago, I texted my brother. Hey, are you playing golf today? Because we're probably going
to. They say it's going to be colder than Mount Everest in Chicago tomorrow.
Yeah.
The low is minus 20. It's minus 14 is the high, and minus 20 is the low, but the wind chills.
It's minus 60.
Yeah.
So they'll probably still have school. That's probably, as opposed to here, when there's like a flake and we decide, I can't close all the schools before everybody dies.
That's not it.
All right, right now, though, make sure that you get your fix with 4hymns.com/John5. 4hymns.com/John5. You need your stash? You need your fix? Yeah, because you want to make sure that everything is great. You know, ED stinks. It's the worst. So if you're somebody that is suffering from ED, all you got to do is take the pills that they give you. And, oh, by the way, save. Okay, because if you're going to go to the doctor and you're going to go get your prescription and it's going to be hundreds of dollars and all the time that you're wasting and having to travel, but bing, instead, on your computer at night, you talk to a doctor, they send you the prescription, send it to your house, and it costs you $5. This is unbelievable. It's not even, why would you do it any other way? $5 for that first month. While supplies last, so let's go. 4hymns.com/John5. 4hymns.com/John5. It's simple. It's easy. It's affordable. If you don't have $5, then you ought to think about doing something else. 4hymns.com/John5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. To get in here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. A lot of stories here to talk about. One of them is Nickell Robey-Coleman. Nickell Robey-Coleman, you got that sound, Del, of him? We got him talking about it, about Brady. Anyway, he says Brady is over the hill. Well, he made some disparaging remarks about Tom Brady. And it's not like he's not. I think that he said, yes, age has definitely taken a toll for him to be still doing it. That's a great compliment for him. But I think that he's definitely not the same quarterback he was. Movement, speed, velocity, arm strength, he still can sling it, but he's not slinging it as much. Whatever he was doing because of his age and all that, he's not doing as much of that anymore. He's still doing the same thing. He's just not doing as much of it. I don't know that he's wrong. I think, you know, we've seen Tom Brady this year.
But it's just stupid.
It's not smart.
It's just I mean, you don't need a poke. It's like poking Jordan before a game. You just don't do it.
Yeah, but here's the deal. Is Tom Brady going to play harder now? Because
I feel like yes, if there is such a thing.
I feel like no. I feel like it's the Super Bowl.
Okay, let me put it this way. You know what? This will be a good analogy for you. Steve Elkington was going to play his round of golf no matter what. Did you ever want to say anything to Elky to get his attention if you were just out at a, forget competing against him, if you're just out at a little friendly little tournament like we are, you wanted to always stay out of Elky's the line of sight.
That's apples and oranges. One is a round of golf with us. One is the Super Bowl.
But what I'm saying, well, they're the same for Tom Brady. He's had nine of them.
No. There's still, I mean, and especially this one, I think.
But now,
of all of them, now
he got his attention where he's going to go look for you. as the, you couldn't even cover the New Orleans guy. You almost ruined a whole Super Bowl run.
Right.
What are you talking about?
No, he got them to the Super Bowl. Thanks.
Or a little wide receiver.
He really did. Knocking him silly, it won them the Super Bowl. Got them to the Super Bowl. That brings up a good question. This actually is maybe the Super Bowl that Tom Brady would be most focused on, because even he had to see a little slippage. He had to see the inaccuracy. He had to see that Gronk might not. Gronk is not the same guy. May never be the same guy.
This is finally a challenge.
This is maybe the most important Super Bowl Tom Brady has ever played in, which is even scarier, quite frankly. Because he, how awesome Tom Brady, even in a loss, he threw for 500 yards last year. Right. This is the Super Bowl that Tom Brady might be hyper focused on. Because let's face it, how long have we been predicting their demise, and yet here they are once again. This is probably it. Now he said zero chance that he is not coming back. He is coming back. Even if they win this Super Bowl, he'll be 6-3 in Super Bowls, and you think, walk away into the sunset. Everybody loves you. It's unbelievable. Look how you walked away from the game. Like John Elway, you know, on top, you were the superhero, you're the GOAT, blah, blah, blah. Nope, I'm coming back. But let's face it, I think he sees his mortality too. The way that he played this year, the way that the Patriots played this year, That now the rallying cry is we're still here, as opposed to we're the GOAT.
He's got something to play for. It's a challenge. It's a new challenge. So he's got a new challenge, and now you just added to the challenge. That's the whole thing. It's not like Tom Brady wasn't going to be ready to play. I just don't think it's smart to give him any extra motivation. I don't think anyone does. I'm sure Sean McVay, Wade Phillips. I'm sure they're like.
And I'm sure they told him before media day, and yet dude couldn't help himself.
I wish he wouldn't have said anything. That'd be a whole lot better if he hadn't made a
yesterday. Wade at media day, he was asked about it, and this is what he said.
Well, I think everybody just made a big deal out of the situation. You know, Tom Brady is a great quarterback. I wasn't trying to say nothing bad about him. I respect him as the GOAT. He is the legend, and I think words just got misconstrued and got taken out of context.
There it is. Somebody got to him.
They were taken out of context
and misconstrued.
Well, I guess if you're him and you're trying to backpedal, or maybe not, you say, I said he was still really good. He's just not the same.
Somebody got to him.
And everyone who has watched Tom Brady would say, you're right, he's not the same. But because you're a player, you're not allowed to say it.
Wade Phillips got to him and was like,
well, just tell me. Oh. Words got misconstrued.
Wait, we got a. Have you heard? Did you see the Wade Phillips soundbite?
Yeah, about Tony Romo?
Yeah. No.
Have you heard that? What are you going to do to stop Tom Brady?
Well, I'm going to put an earpiece in my ear and put Tony Romo in it and listen to him before every play.
That's what he said. That's what he told James Palmer. He's going to listen to Tony Romo in his earpiece before every snap. So he knew what was coming.
No. We got another one. Actually, Aqib Talib interviewed Wade.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. We'll play it on the other side. Right
what here. Did Aqib Talib ask him? Like, how many hoes you got?
No, watch. You'll hear it.
I just have one hoe. That's my wife. I don't call her.
Do you have that? I'll get it. I'll send it to you.
I want Marcus Peters to interview him.
We'll play it on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5.
I want Wade to interview Marcus Peters.
It was Marcus Peters it was Aqib Talib interviewing Wade Phillips. That next, right here on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, who's going to be a champion? This weekend, we will crown one. Well, you can be a champion every single day. If you go to 1560energy.com, I'm tired of it. I'm sick of you not going to 1560energy.com and saving money. You're going to save so much money every single month. It's ridiculous. Why would you not? Oh, well, it's freezing out. No one cares about electricity. Yes, even still, if you could save 10 cents, why would you give them 10 cents more than you have to? Okay, why? Why would you give the other guys more money? That's ridiculous. What I need you to do is go to 1560energy.com and start saving. And then when you do this and you see your savings, you're going to go, oh, my God, John, you were so right. I'm going to send you money. That's right. Send me money. That's the way you should do it. All the money you save, send it to me or something. Or put it in your pocket and you can spend it yourself. 1560energy.com. That's 1560energy.com.
All. is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. All right, as promised, Aqib Talib was interviewing Wade Phillips, defensive coordinator, son of bum, from right here in Houston, Texas. And here is, and this is so Wade. Here's Aqib Talib asking Wade Phillips.
Live from Atlanta, I'm here with Coach Wade, you know, the mastermind, the defense. So I just want to know, like, Coach, when you really figured, like, you really got this defensive coordinator stuff under control, like, you really could be pretty good at this?
Well, I've been popping since my demo, baby.
He's been popping since his demo, man. Shout out Future. That's the question that's burning. He's been popping since his demo.
That's the answer.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I've been popping since my demo. Well, remember when I was up in the trap, cooking it up in the kitchen and flipping it, and had them chicken heads coming in for some real good stuff. Well, they're up here. I was making it real salty in here, whatever y'all say, salty.
You're making it rain.
I popped off in the aughts, and then got it splash here. Something, whatever it means to make women excited. Not really. I got a wife.
Dripping?
Dripping, that's right.
I stay dripping.
Oh, my God, that's Wade. He is special. There is no question.
Drip, drip.
Good for him. I'm happy for him that he got back there again. And you,
yeah.
He's well, already quite got frankly.
One. And that Bump Phillips get-up that he had on, the hat yeah. and the coat, man, that was on that time. Was. That was a good one.
Yep. He put on
I like that.
All right, let me ask you this question. Yesterday kicked off Super Bowl week. Name the most popular sports stories in Los Angeles by number of hits in the LA Times on the LA Times website.
The most popular stories.
Sports stories.
Something about Anthony Davis.
Okay, that's number one.
Okay.
All right. Okay, keep going.
Well,
the Rams are in the Super Bowl.
Oh yeah. I mean, something about Kardashian and the game?
No, that's not a sports story.
Oh, these are sports stories.
Sports stories.
Oh, well, the game.
Well.
Feels like a sports story.
USC hiring Graham Harrell?
That's four. Five. That's five.
I mean, Sean McVay's wife, something?
Nope.
Girlfriend,
nope.
I like NFL to spit coach. In his mouth while he sleeps.
So?
Okay, here's the order.
I'm back on that one, by the way.
Anthony Davis won.
Yep.
A Dodgers story two, a Dodgers story three, a Lakers story four, USC story five, Rams story six, story seven.
They don't love these hoes. They don't love the Rams. Those are fake. You mean those fake coffee drinkers
that are cheering
for the Rams in the videos where Legatron makes the 57-yarder and they pretend like they're huge Ram fans?
You don't understand. They're suffering Ram fans. And they've been waiting for this moment.
Okay. Cool story.
Yeah. The sixth and seventh most hit stories in Super Bowl week are the Rams.
Yeah. Well,
so suck it, Saints
guess
fans.
What? You will be behind the Lakers and Dodgers for all of eternity. Like in Houston, I feel like there's some wiggle room between the Rockets and the Astros. And if the Texans aren't careful, they're going to get passed up. Like, you feel like there could be some movement with those teams. In L.A., it's I don't know who's tops, Dodgers or Lakers. With LeBron there, it might be Lakers, but it's definitely Dodgers and Lakers. And the Rams and the Chargers will never, ever, and the Angels will never get in there.
No.
Never.
No, but I don't know. I think that the LeBron Lakers I think he's divided the Laker fandom. Maybe not anymore as much, but when he first got there, remember the... Oh, you ain't Kobe stuff.
Yeah, it was the way being.
Ain't a real Laker.
It was the heels of world who were hating on him.
I'll tell you this.
The Kobe lovers.
I'll tell you this. They get AD, Anthony Davis, and then pick up a Klay Thompson or a Kyrie Irving. Holy crap, it'll be showtime again.
I know. If they can somehow get a super team together,
yeah,
LeBron could win again.
It'll be awesome.
Amazing. What can we do to help LeBron?
Well,
maybe we can produce a new TV show for him about something not about basketball.
Well, no, I mean, this is about winning. This is about the Lakers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was getting mixed up.
Yeah. No, this is about the Lakers getting great again, okay?
Yeah, that's right, that's right. Can so, they, should they all wear hats that says, red hats that say, make the Lakers great again?
Do you think
seems unlikely for LeBron?
That doesn't, I don't feel like he's going to do that.
Ooh, make M-L-G-A, Mulga? You want to do Mulga?
I don't make feel like Lakers that could happen. But if he had any balls, he would do that.
Listen, okay, do you think...
Anthony Davis, I pray every day when I go to bed now, well, for one day in a row, since LeBron's agent, LeBron James, a.k.a. Rich Paul, came out and said, well, he's not re-signing. No crap. We already knew that. We already know this is a whole ploy to get him to your place. And, now it's just a matter of New Orleans, do they deal him somewhere else? Because LaVar Ball and the quote-unquote the Lonzo Ball camp says they don't want to play in New Orleans.
Well, yeah, and you know why? Because of Elfrid Payton.
They don't want to play there.
He's
because
averaging 9 points and 5 assists. And Lonzo Ball is afraid to go there because, well, they already have a point guard.
Lonzo Ball's not. They don't want to go. The whole family doesn't want to go anywhere that's not Los Angeles.
Right.
I question if he's ever left Chino Hills or the L.A. area for anything other than an AAU tournament or a road game in basketball. Have you ever just left the city ever? Have you ever seen anything else that's out there? He's like guys who wouldn't leave Richmond Rosenberg. Like, yeah, you just get here. Okay, have fun in Chino Hills. Whatever.
I don't think the Pelicans trade him to the Lakers. If you want to know the truth,
I don't think so either. And first of all, if you trade for Lonzo Ball, it's going to be a nightmare. LeVar will pop out of his hole wherever he's been. I hadn't seen him for a while. He'll pop out and all of a sudden be the biggest pain in the ass of all time. Lonzo won't show up. You got to deal us somewhere else to the Celtics or wherever LeVar says, and he'll boss everyone around. I wouldn't do it either. I wouldn't trade him to the Lakers. And you know what? They're in the West. Screw him. Go send him. You know where he should go? I'll tell you what would be a great fit is the Hawks. Go to the Hawks. Go to the Magic.
Go to the Rockets.
Send him somewhere in the East. Well, I mean, Capella is a good player.
He's a great,
great
player.
So it starts with Capella. And then, yes. I would do this.
Where else are you going?
Well, we're going to throw some other stuff in there, too.
Stuff. You got names for that stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got names.
Eric Gordon wants to go back there.
One of the hottest shooters in the country.
Didn't they just trade away? Didn't they say, Eric Gordon, do whatever. We don't want you anymore? Now they want him back?
Yeah, they want him back. Yeah. They saw him. Did you see him tie the game?
You mean Eric Gordon?
Did you see him tie the game against the Lakers?
You mean Eric Gordon, the untouchable rocket?
Yeah.
That they won't trade for Jimmy Butler?
He's touchable for Anthony Davis.
Well, yeah.
You might rephrase that.
Yeah.
Anthony Davis would appreciate if you rephrase that. He's touchable for Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis feels like
touching. Anthony Davis, like, hey.
I'm
in town here and I'm not even playing.
Like, we change the phrasing.
The Pelicans happen to be in town. Anthony Davis got up to work out. He's not playing tonight because of a thumb or whatever. He goes, hey, I'm not touching Eric Gordon.
What are you talking about, Houston radio guy?
Yeah.
Just trying to get a workout in.
Touchable.
No one's touchable.
You're touchable, Eric.
I would say it starts with, and then you've got a guy who's one of the most electric scorers off the bench in Gerald Green that a lot of people don't think about. Mm-hmm. Yeah, electric. When he's hot, he can go bananas.
That's true.
And then Noah Hartenstein or whatever his name is.
Quality backup big man.
Big man.
Tu Capella.
Oh, you're not getting rid of Nene, baby Nene. Just Nene.
I know. I don't feel like you can push off Nene on anyone. I feel like they're going to be
but Hartenstein,
he's played 12 games. Hartenstein is a quality. He's a young guy. He's a big body. Do you have any vipers?
All of those
are there
things.
Any vipers?
He's all of those things.
Yep. I think it starts there.
Oh,
and then
Daniel
got,
House.
Nice. Well, yeah, you got a viper on him. Well, here's the problem. Here's what the Rockets probably have.
I like to call him Daniel.
They probably have 6 second rounders, is my guess, because usually they do. Load all of them up. Hey, we got 6 second rounders that Daryl has acquired over the years.
You know how valuable those are?
They can be really valuable. He's found some good players the second
rounders.
Nick
Martin came in the second round. Fred Weary.
Benny Joppru came
Benny,
in the second round?
No, Benny Joppru was a third rounder.
He was?
Fred Weary was a third rounder.
Yeah, third rounder.
Nick Martin was the second.
Second round.
There are no good second rounders for the Texans. You've You've exhausted. Yeah, really. Nick Joppa was a second rounder.
Second round pick. Yeah, he was picked before Jason Bates, remember?
DJ Swearinger
was, I think he's third.
No, he was a second rounder.
Check it, Dell, but I'm almost positive he was a third. You know who else was a second? Tony Hollins was a supplemental second.
Supplemental.
Some good seconds.
No,
Swearinger was the 57th pick in the second round. Overall, 57th pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, there was only 56 picks that year.
No.
Second.
No.
No.
He was the second round.
Okay. No, it was. No. Nope. Your second rounders are valuable, just so you know.
Well, I think the Rockets have done more than the Texans have in the second round.
Yeah,
and it's really almost impossible.
Oh, no. They.
I think Daryl Morey has done more than Rick Smith did with second rounders. That's not even possible. That's the most impossible thing I've ever heard of. There's no value in basketball picks outside of the lottery.
Yeah.
And half the time, it's only the first six picks in the lottery are any good at all. In football, you find all pros in the third and fourth. You can find Hall of Famers in the fifth and sixth. In the second round, Daryl outpicked Rick Smith in the second round? Is that possible?
Why are we pretending this is a Texans thing? It's not a Rick Smith
thing. That is unbelievable.
It's been their entire franchise.
Well, yeah, he just was here longer than everybody else.
Yeah.
Charlie was plenty bad in the second, too. You're right. That's an entire you're right about that. Because Charlie was the Benny Joppa pick.
Hollins
pick, too.
I know Jason Witten sitting there.
Tony Hollins, yes, was Charlie.
Yeah.
Jason Witten sitting there.
Yes.
But
that was
take the guy
round.
From Michigan.
Yeah. No. Right there, sitting. That's like the worst pick the Texans ever made. I'm sorry, Benny. I put that on Twitter once, and Benny was like, Hey, John, you got a lovely fan, because I had my kids and my picture in the.
Uncle Freddy said, what about D'Amico Ryans?
Thank you.
Number one of all time and reigning and undisputed number second round pick, D'Amico Ryans.
Yes.
The one outlier.
Did you see that picture I sent you with Lima when we were out at dinner at America's with him? Mm-hmm. And Freddie was there?
Yeah.
Freddie had a full head of hair.
I saw him.
Did you see that?
I saw him.
That was awesome. Freddie, I'll send it to you.
Lima's like that.
Yep. All right, 713-780-3776. This is when Freddie had some testosterone in him.
Well, at Men's Tea Clinic, I'm not here to say he doesn't right now. He's listening. Be nice to Freddie. I know this. At Men's Tea Clinic, if you are low in testosterone, and it happens to over 33% of the men in the country right now, age 40 and over, and there are telltale signs that can happen even before then, you need to find out so that you can get treated. Because once you get treated, you're going to be back to being the real you. And living your best life is what this is all about. And I'm not joking about this. If you feel like you just don't ever have any energy, that's one of the biggest symptoms of being low in testosterone. Some people think it has to do with libido. Well, if you are low in, if your libido is an issue for you, it very well could be low testosterone. But it really manifests itself in a lot of different ways. And one of the primary factors is the primary telltale signs is a lack of energy. And that goes for the workplace, for your workouts. It goes for, your ability to just get out and do things on the weekend. Are you living the life of a couch potato? Do you look like a couch potato now where you used to, your workouts used to mean something? Well, Men's Tea Clinic can get you back. Live that best life with Men's Tea Clinic. Find out if you're low in testosterone within minutes and start your treatment process as early as today. MensTeaClinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
Drinking lean on the Stendos. Found them alone like a limo. I've been popping since my demo. I've been popping since my demo. Yeah. Bust the bells down in the kitchen. Yeah. Cooking cocoa, water, whip that shit. Yeah. Pull the boat up. We want all the bricks. Yeah. Call your. She take all the.
All right, 749 ESPN 97.
Wait, she takes what? I don't. What? Future says things that are just not nice. I've noticed.
Not appropriate?
Yeah.
Future, for the kids going to school?
That was completely inappropriate, Future, what you just said.
Yeah. By the way, it's Klein ISD, right?
Yes, Klein ISD is the Twitter account.
Don't put that on Klein Forest, okay?
No, Klein ISD has 21,000 followers, and it gets
if there's like
popping.
A drop of rain.
When it's raining, their students immediately fall to the ground and start crying. They're so like, are we canceled? If anytime there's going to be.
I've been popping since my demo.
Yeah.
Well, I've been popping since my demo.
You got to just get it to I've been popping since my demo. Get the well off of there.
Yeah. Yep. I've been popping since my demo. That's Wade.
I've been popping since my demo.
I've been popping since my demo.
There is the cadence where you might be able to remix that.
So there is a...
Klein ISD is a famous Twitter account that their students... Well, to say crying-ass students would be too accurate, because they are some crying-ass students.
What do you think they do in Chicago tomorrow?
No, you got to cancel school, right?
No. What do you think the Klein students would do?
Well, they have problems. If it's going to be a thunderstorm in the morning, like heavy rain, they're like, we could die. It's seriously, like, we could be run off the road. We could die. We could flood. Y'all are out here just hoping we die. And the Twitter's like, you're going to be fine. Just come on into school. You ought to see. When we had the snow, you know, when we had the ice.
If there's a flake.
When we go sub-freezing, oh, my God. Klein ISD students lost.
Ice storm 2017. Yes.
Now, this is polar vortex, but we're not, like, this is the coldest we're getting for some reason, right? We're getting 38.
Dude, yesterday was like golf weather, and we're worried about it was polar in the 70s. Vortex.
Well, we're polar vortex today, I guess, at 38, but I think this is as cool as we get. I don't think it's colder tomorrow. I think this is the coldest we get.
Let me take a look there, Lance.
But in...
And today is the coldest it's going to get? Yeah. It'll be 50 by 2 p.m.
Yeah.
It'll be 51.
We're not really getting hit by polar vortex.
Tomorrow is 55, 66, 70 on Friday. How are we going to do it?
No, we're going to be
How are we
going to
get through this? That's the question.
What about your old spot?
That's the question. Oh, Chicago?
We're 37 right now, John. Respect them.
Chicago, right now, Wednesday, minus 22.
Right now it's 1.
Which will be like minus 60 with the wind chill.
It's 1 right now in Chicago.
Right,
but
tomorrow, minus 22 is the low.
Oh, it's getting up to 6 today. And then it's going to drop down to,
minus 3, minus 5, eight. Minus 8, 12, 13. Ooh, 22, the low.
Minus 13 is the high tomorrow.
The high. The high is minus 13.
So I was in zero once in Indianapolis 3 years ago at the combine. It was minus 1 and it was 0 back-to-back days.
He's going to tell me, he's going to relate his Indianapolis story to me.
This is
a
for
guy
the
who
listeners.
Grew up in Chicago, the this coldest place in the world, and I worked in Green Bay for
soft.
3 years.
You become soft with cold weather. You cry about cold
relate
weather.
Relate your zero weather story to me, Lance.
I'm glad you asked me.
Good Lord.
When it was minus 1 and it was windy in Indianapolis, it felt like, and I'm talking to everyone in Houston because they don't know. They're like, regale us with stories of minus 1, Lance. Well, I'm glad you asked. It was like when I was basically on the wall. When I was a defender of the wall, what are they called? The Night's Watch. It was
so
basically like I was a White's Night's Watch.
Were you able to barbecue all night on your Traeger or no?
No, I was in Indianapolis. I couldn't take it. They wouldn't let me bring it on the flight.
Mm.
Although I could have because I didn't have to bring in any propane like you other people who have propane. Please. I've been there on a propane game. I'm not going to hate on you. But it does feel like you're getting hit by knives or like somebody's throwing ice at your face.
Thanks.
It hurts. The wind hurts a lot.
Do you understand that, John?
Thank God I'm getting it explained to me.
Well, you left.
I
left
every morning in Green Bay.
And then you left.
For 7 months, a year, every morning was scraping with your hand so frozen.
Oh, I didn't have to do that.
You couldn't. Your face was... I walked out of my house once in Chicago. I was going to walk over to my girlfriend's house. It was before I had a car. And I was going to walk, and I didn't even get to the next door neighbor's house. And I turned around, and I swear to God, I thought my nose was about to break off because it was so freaking cold.
John Harris's dad was at the Ice Bowl, and he had a beer. And when he opened the beer, and you've probably experienced or heard about this, you have to drink it so fast because it will just freeze.
When we were at the Texans,
the Green Bay game.
The Green Bay game. They were out there partying, and you got a beer, and you had to chug it, otherwise it was frozen.
When you opened it, it crystallized. When it's going, it crystallizes air. Yeah, they say I wasn't there.
Yeah.
I wasn't popping.
But that's the best time to go to. If you're going to go to a Packer game, go in December because that's real experience. Because you get a real experience.
No thanks.
No, if you want to go in September, it's beautiful out. It's nice.
Yeah, what's wrong with that, Mr. Flagstaff, Arizona?
No.
Mr. Living Houston, going golf.
Yeah.
Mr. Afraid of Cold Weather now?
If you're going to experience Lambeau, That's how to experience Lambeau.
No.
Yeah.
I don't see any reason.
The coldest you've ever been, sitting there watching a game.
You have no concern for people.
You really had to. You had to have warmers in your shoes.
That doesn't sound like the best way to do anything.
Otherwise, and stamp your feet out. Otherwise, they would. You'd lose a toe. It's the best. You have to do that. So let's see. Oh, it's
doesn't sound like the best.
It's already 7:55. We got a lot of stories to get to, including who has the best weed in the NBA. Who do you think? Okay, think about this during the break. Who has the best weed in the NBA?
J.R. Smith.
Well, we're going to rank him next, okay, right here on ESPN 97.5.